You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Every year, thousands of Californians contract the fungal disease Valley Fever. And in rare cases, the disease spreads throughout the body. It can be debilitating and sometimes fatal. Why people respond so differently to the fungus has puzzled experts for decades. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, a new case out of UCLA may help shed some light on a new path forward.
Hundreds of kids and their families cycle in and out of UCLA's Mattel Children's Hospital every week. But Dr. Manish Butte still remembers the day almost 2 years ago that he met a young boy who could barely walk or talk and needed a feeding tube to eat.
We saw these very large lumps on his forehead, and the lumps were full of fungal infection, and they were burrowing through the bones of his skull.
4-year-old Abraham Gonzalez Martinez was suffering a life-threatening case of Valley Fever, also known as coccidioidomycosis or COCSI. The disease typically infects the lungs, but in rare cases, it can spread into the nervous system and bones.
He was desperately ill. He was on multiple antifungal medicines, top doses of everything, and the infection was still spreading.
Butte is a pediatric immunologist and a founder of UCLA's Center for Rare Diseases. It's a team that takes on the hardest to solve cases, like severe autoimmune diseases and genetic mutations, and pours all their energy into figuring them out. In that way, Butte's a bit like Dr. House, that TV doctor from the early 2000s who saves a life in every episode by unraveling medical puzzles. He's also a grouch.
Thank you so much. I gotta get you a gift or something.
Sometimes the best gift is the gift of never seeing you again.
Okay, all right.
Butte, on the other hand, is extremely personable, but he says he gets the comparison a lot.
Yes. I hope I'm not as abusive and mean as Dr. House is, but yes, in this clinic, we only do mystery cases. So in that way, there's a lot of parallels with the show.
Abraham had originally gone to a hospital near Santa Barbara, but the disease was so stubborn and moving so fast, doctors sent him to the medical sleuths at UCLA.
We were going full court press to try to save him.
Severe COCSI isn't unheard of, but Abraham didn't fall into any groups at high risk of the disease. There was also no local outbreak. And so some doctors might have diagnosed tough luck. But Butte, he didn't buy it. He wondered maybe there was an error in Abraham's immune system. To investigate, he brought in backup, Dr. Maria Garcia Uret, another pediatric immunologist at UCLA.
Neither Manish and I or I, we always say that we don't believe in bad luck.
Instead, they believe there's always a reason the immune system breaks.
That's the starting point. Is to be convinced that there's got to be something here. Again, that bad luck is just a surrogate for lack of knowledge.
And maybe they thought if they could find that knowledge for Abraham, his case could help others. So Butte, Garcia Uret, and their team got to work.
This is called a flow sorter.
A lot of that took place outside Abraham's body in the Butte lab. Part clinic, part research space, it has some of the most high-tech tools available anywhere. Flow cytometers to sort cells, super sensitive microscopes to manipulate them.
We actually physically touch the cells and measure molecules on the cells by touch and by sight.
Armed with these, the team studied Abraham's DNA and counted, sorted, and observed his white blood cells, the front lines of the immune system.
We stimulate them and poke them and prod them to make sure their function is working the way we think. And then we sequence the genome to try to understand what genes there are and if they're broken.
They didn't find any genetic defects, so they zeroed in on Abraham's T cells, immune cells that fight off infection and disease. The immune system programs T cells into two main classes, which battle different kinds of threats. And this is where things get interesting. Butte found Abraham's T cells had been programmed to fight the wrong threat, one that wasn't even in his system, kind of like sending a SWAT team into an empty building.
The rest of his immune system was telling his T cells, hey, we're fighting a fungus today. And the T cells weren't listening. They were instead focused on fighting a parasite.
But he thought maybe the T cells could be reprogrammed. And that's when the doctors finally started building momentum. Garcia Uret suggested a drug for immune disorders. It promotes the T cell program Abraham needed. And it worked. sort of.
He was getting better, you know. We were reasonably satisfied, but when we kept on looking at the lesions in the head and in the back, nothing was being resolved, fully resolved.
Still, too many of Abraham's cells were running the wrong program. By this time, he'd been in a hospital bed for months. Garcia Uret kept thinking back to a 17-year-old girl she'd heard about years ago, whose valley fever had landed her in intensive care.
Slowly but surely, she ended up dying in the ICU. And I heard about that case, again, like 10 years ago or a little bit more, and it never left me.
She couldn't bear to let that happen to the 4-year-old boy in front of her. So she dug around and found another drug, a brand new one also meant for immune disorders. As far as they know, it had never before been used on Coxty. They tested it first in Abraham's cells in the lab, then in his body, and bingo.
We saw that his skull bones were all healing, and you could see immediately that all the lumps of fungal infection in his body were fading away.
It took a few more months, but those lumps and lesions shrank, then finally disappeared. Abraham started eating, started playing. He talked more and sang for his nurses.
Seeing that he was getting better was a joy for all of us.
That final drug they tried is just a few years old. It's meant for two disorders completely unrelated to fungal diseases, asthma and eczema. But it works by calming the part of Abraham's immune system that had gone haywire.
It actually turned out to be one of those eureka moments.
All in all, Abraham spent 11 months in the hospital. He was released in early 2019. And today, he's back for a checkup.
What is your favorite food?
Pizza.
Pizza. Mine too!
I'll bring you more of Abraham's story in just a minute.